At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris. 10 to 2 on 670 The.
Based on the 50 games the Cubs have played so far, which players deserve to go to this year's All-Star game?
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Crow Armstrong swings and it's a high fly ball. Gone! Grand slam home run! Pete Crow Armstrong!
Kyle Tucker.
Tucker swings, line drive, base hit in the right center field. Horner scores, racing around third and coming home is Shaw. Cubs right back in the game. Two-run single for Kyle Tucker.
Dansby Swanson.
What's that?
Dansby Swanson.
What's that?
It's Dansby Swanson.
Maybe he is an all-star.
Swinging a drive to right, pretty well hit, had a good sound. Benson to the wall, it's gone. Dansby Swanson, an opposite field home run.
And maybe honorable mention to my guy, Seiya Suzuki.
High fly ball, deep left field. This is going to go. Gone! Cubs take the lead. Three-run home run by Seiya Suzuki. 11-8 Cubs here in the eighth.
You just got a lineup of gangsters.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Should we do it?
Just I'm because down. Let's do it.
Is this the world's first Rahimi Mukhlof show?
I think it is, yeah.
All right, let's go. One, two, three. If that didn't wake you up, I don't know what does. I know it is. It is a big deal. It's not very often you have two Middle Eastern show hosts in Chicago.
I think
talking
it's a first
sports.
For the score. I don't know if it's a first for Chicago as a city, but I'm pretty sure this is a first for the score.
I would think in Los Angeles somewhere there must have been just
probably,
because my family jokingly calls it Tehrangelis. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is a Tuesday after Memorial Day. This weather is insulting. But I hope people got to go outside and at least enjoy some spots of sunshine. I don't know if maybe it was better in the suburbs, but in the city, it was still absolutely freezing, and I'm tired of it.
I was in the suburbs yesterday. I was at my brother lives out in Buffalo Grove, and it was one of those days where if you're in the sun, you're good. If you're in the shade, you're freezing, and you need like a hoodie or a little blanket or something.
And listen, I do love the fact that you don't have to have the massive stretches of 100 days. Like, I've done the 100-degree days. I've done the 100 days straight over 100 degrees.
Ugh.
It is not enjoyable.
No.
That will also equally frustrate you. Like, there's no insulting feeling like it's October 30th and you wake up and at 6 a.m. the heat index is 90. Like,
air conditioning's blasting.
That's the
overnight,
flip side of
yeah.
this. Yeah, 78 feels freezing. Like,
yeah.
that. I know the other side, but this... where the winter has lasted seemingly 10 months as opposed to its usual nine.
It's supposed to be summer. I feel like we haven't even gotten spring.
No, we have not. Spring has not entered the chat. So I hope you had a good weekend. But man, this was weather-wise, this was not it. I need the weather to get in line here. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show. That is Rami Makhlouf. He's in for Marshall Harris. Wish Marshall a happy birthday. It's his birthday, and he's singing the seventh inning stretch with us tonight.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Exactly. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. That is where we will find our video producers, Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, and Jenna Duddleston. And as we sit here at the high watermark of the Cubs season right now, Rami, 33-21, you are squarely over 500. You are sitting pretty.
Yeah.
It stinks that it comes down to the old typical baseball adage, good teams find ways to win. I think it really is good lineups find a way to take advantage of other teams' weaknesses. But that's exactly what we're seeing, especially after this weekend.
Yeah, and we saw them outslug the Reds, including coming back from down 8-2, I think it was, on Sunday with the grand slam and the long ball and Reese McGuire doing his thing in his call up. And then yesterday, yeah, they literally just took what the Rockies gave them. And boy, will the Rockies give you some stuff. You know, they have 9 wins this year. And they got to throwing the ball around the park yesterday, made a couple of mistakes, and the Cubs capitalized and made some really good plays in their own right to sort of stop some Rockies rallies on the bases and won that game in a completely different fashion than what we've seen from the Cubs here recently.
That's how I feel. I feel like we are talking about the teams that, for the past few years, we would talk about how the Cubs would lose to those teams. Mm-hmm. You know, we would say things like, you can't let that team have extra outs. You can't let that lineup turn over. You can't let this part of the lineup face this part of the opposing bullpen. When instead now, that's what we're saying about this Cubs group. Even injuries don't seem to be slowing them down as much as they typically have would in the past. Are they still a concern? Absolutely. But even when you see the message of DFAing guys like Julian Merriweather,
yeah,
who was in the circle of trust squarely to start this season, you know, who was in 2023 such a relied upon arm, that is an indication of the level that is the expectation of this season, what you're seeing actually come out in games, and then what you're seeing put together in a way that makes you also think, oh, I think these guys are going to buy at the trade deadline. You know, like this is a go for it season. You're getting every single sign.
I think the pitching staff as a whole, you're talking about the bullpen, I think the pitching staff as a whole is indicative of this Cubs team, almost a microcosm of this Cubs team, because whether it's guys underperforming, like we saw with Presley getting bounced from the closer spot early on, or it's guys getting injured, like we've seen with Shota, mm-hmm, and with Justin Steele, they just, like we were saying about the team finding ways to win, they find ways to perform and do what the team needs them to do. Porter Hodge goes down with an injury, and Palencia steps up and takes over the closer's role. And that bullpen has been a revolving door for a number of reasons this year, both performance and injury. And you look at them over the last, I don't know, week and a half, 2 weeks, and it's really settled in. That bullpen is really settled in. Not tops in the league, but solid and something that you can rely on and expect a certain level of performance from. And I don't know that a lot of teams can say that when they've had as many different faces cycling through a bullpen as the Cubs have already had this year.
Now that's it. Ideally, you have enough people to have different faces cycling. You need that. The Dodgers have shown you that. The elite teams in Major League Baseball have shown that. Mets kind of showed you that the other day. But they've always, that pitching has always been one of their hallmarks, I feel like, finding it both starting and bullpen. But the point is, the good teams have enough arms in the pen to, mm-hmm, figure it out via the shuffle. And that's the goal. If you can't have lockdown guys, if you don't know confidently who your 7, 8, 9 are, do you have enough people to fit the need? And that's what we're seeing right now. Marshall and I had the discussion last week. This is before I ended up, I was working the Sky game for the Score's broadcast on Thursday. I was off the next day. But you're seeing that happen and play out. We're trying to figure out, what do you do with Brad Keller? Is he a regular inning spot guy? I said he's your high leverage guy. Like, he's your guy in all situations where you can ask him,
yeah,
to do something right now. And here's the issue. It's the phrase right now. The bullpen arm, yep, is such a sensitive thing that you don't know, like Julian Merriweather is a good example. You don't know if that relied upon arm is going to be the same way the next season or even in a particular stretch of weeks and months. So when you know that you've got this many arms where you can move them around and there are complementary pieces.
Yep.
And I do think Daniel Palencia showed us that he's going to get that opportunity and that role to throw the ninth. And I think it's appropriate. You throw gas, let's go.
Boy, does he throw gas.
If you throw over 100, then that's exactly what should be happening. It's also a big come up for him when you consider how his role has changed in the past few years on this team. So all of that said, it's the question of, do you have enough? And once you have enough, do you know how to use it? And that's what we're seeing happen right now in deployment.
Yeah, absolutely. And bullpens, and Jed Hoyer said this coming into the season, why they were stockpiling arms. They're volatile. Like, it's a precocious thing always. And I'm with you on Palencia. Ride the hot hand as long as he's hot. Keep him in that closer's role. And it sounds like it's going to be a while with Porter Hodge, based on some of Craig Counsell's comments yesterday. So they might not have a choice in terms of keeping Palencia in there. But like you said, it's right now with a bullpen. And if in 10 days or 2 weeks Palencia starts to struggle or the fastball loses a few ticks or whatever the case might be, they're going to have to find somebody else to do it. And maybe eventually, you know, he really solidifies himself in that role. But I just like the fact that whoever it is and however it is that the Cubs stumble upon them, they keep finding arms to put in there. And even in these high leverage situations and guys we weren't expecting to really be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Flexen, Keller.
Yeah, exactly. But they bring him in and the Cubs have done this for a few years. And I think it's taken another level with Craig Counsell and everything that he brought over from Milwaukee and their pitching development program that they got going up there. But the Cubs seem to be able to find these diamonds in the rough, and not guys that are going to come up and be an ace or be your lockdown closer, but guys who can come up and be productive and be outgetters, as Craig Counsell likes to say, be productive and effective outgetters for this baseball team. And you got to like that trait about this Cubs team right
well,
now.
Well, and you're doing a lot better job when you're securing a 3-1 lead when you are not walking everybody. You know, walks were an issue
that
for
helps.
This team previously. Jameson Taillon had an outstanding game, 6 1/3, only 4 hits given up, 1 run. That was that home run. 7 strikeouts, no walks for Taillon. I know we've talked a lot about his kick change. I think the Marquee broadcast was talking about the use of it around the second inning, I want to say, of yesterday's game. But his ability to find a new pitch and then use that year to year, I think, speaks to what we're talking about. That's not going to be the case with relievers.
Yeah.
It's rarely the case with starters. You know, here we are trying to figure out how many pitches Ben Brown is going to throw and what the repertoire is going to be, for example. But when it comes to Jameson saying, this is going to work for me at this time against these particular batters, I feel like that's a big piece of this. We have the Craig Counsell audio on Porter Hodge. Not to kill the vibe here, but I do feel like it is important to hear, because when I heard it, I gave some pause. This segment, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Here's Craig Counsell.
Not making progress. Trying to figure out, you know, why we're not making progress. So I think the next couple days, you know, we need to make progress. Otherwise, yeah, the minimum stint is not going to be reasonable and expected. So it'll be longer. So we'll see how the next couple of days go.
So when you say not making progress, he's just feeling the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That does not sound good.
That gave me some pause yesterday when I heard that. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound great. That sounds the opposite of great.
And he was a little bit, and you don't know when the oblique started to pop up on him, but he was a little bit shaky before he went down with the injury. That's another guy who's been a little bit up and down in terms of his performance. And the Cubs bullpen has been up, and they've blown some late leads and come back from some of those and lost some of those, but came back the next day. I think the resilience of this baseball team is one of their strongest suits, and the bullpen at times has tested that, but it's really settled in here lately, which is surprising when you look at Presley going down and Porter Hodge and you know, DFAing guys who, like you said, were in the circle of trust when the season started. For the bullpen to be as, again, not spectacular, but as solid as it is right now, I think is really a credit to the Cubs and their pitching development.
And it's also a credit to them saying that they don't, they're not necessarily going to just save people to save them. Mm-hmm. You know, like that was a big piece of it for me. Tyone, 6 1/3, as we mentioned. Caleb Thielbar comes in right after the starter. I feel like that's been a good role for him. Mm-hmm. Relieving the starting pitcher, he throws 2/3 of an inning, does give up a walk. Then it's Presley. He gets credited with the hold, 2/3 of an inning. Pomeranz, another one who I feel like has really been an appreciated arm.
That guy's story, man.
So that's three former starters there. Yeah. When you're talking about Flexen, Keller, and Pomeranz, all a part of that bullpen making it work. And then Daniel Palencia comes on in the ninth. Pomeranz, only a third of an inning.
But he hadn't pitched in the majors since 2021. Right. And now I think he's 14 or 15 straight scoreless outings. Again, the Cubs just know how to unlock these guys and really tap into to what they do well. It's remarkable what they've done with some of these arms this year.
Well, also just the simple pattern and recognition of knowing that these former starters maybe have a little more in the tank than we realized left, and mm-hmm. how to utilize that. That's a big piece of I think could be a larger pattern for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, just that the reinvention of people and how to get use out of everybody still. The extreme is Rich Hill.
That's true.
Not everybody's gonna be Rich Hill.
But also you can just attack differently, use different pitch mixes, and we're talking about relievers right now, but as you mentioned with Tyone, you can, no matter how old you get, you can add new pitches, as right. he's done with the kick change to your repertoire. There's a way to tap into these starters to extend their careers and find new things that they can do, or new ways that they can attack hitters later on in their careers. I think that's something that's happening more around baseball as we learn more about pitching and how to get the most out of it. But I think the Cubs are a little bit ahead of the curve in that department.
It's also, to me, working with the pitch clock, we have seen it affect older starters in a way. You know, there's a learning curve there for them. I think, there's a shape that you have to get into as mm-hmm. far as the speed of it all. So we're seeing that adjust. Like Verlander is a good example of that. You talked about its effects early on. Then you're also seeing how the velocity plays into this, you know, and that velo, I think, will affect year to year whether somebody
For
is
sure.
reliable.
Yeah.
So all of that comes into play here. I think when you consider the confidence that this Cubs team has when it comes to being able to pick up where somebody leaves off, that's a big part of it too, just knowing if you're on the mound, you know that there's a good chance that even with a low scoring game, your offense is going to pick you up if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Jameson Taillon had a really good comment after the game yesterday, just talking about, I think, the confidence that everybody on this team has right now. Let's take a listen. It was Jameson Taillon. Sorry about that, Robbie. Where were you? What were you doing? I was looking right at you. What were you paying attention to?
I was trying to get an instrumental for the Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh,
I'm worried about that.
Sorry about that.
Here's Jameson Taillon.
We're all distracted.
We're playing good ball. I mean, it's a fun team. It's fun to be a part of. It's a really long lineup. You know, we're tough on pitchers. And then I know we've talked about it earlier in the year, but like finding a way to win different types of games. We can win the slugfest. We can win the small ball game. Pitchers are throwing a lot of strikes. Our bullpen's really finding its groove. It's good right now. Obviously, a lot of year ahead. But, it's just a nice mix. We can kind of win in a lot of different ways, which is important.
It is a really long lineup. And I think that's probably when we get to the offense, that's the biggest difference. And obviously, Kyle Tucker makes a huge difference. PCA doing what he's done to the level that he's done it this season. And that's part of why it's a longer lineup. But you look at what the Cubs have done this year, 6-9, 7-9 in that lineup versus what they did last year, it is a world of difference. And the effect, the impact that has on a baseball game and an opposing pitcher or pitching staff is immeasurable. To me, that's the biggest difference in this Cubs team, is the length of that lineup, as Jameson Taillon put it right there. That 7-9 has been dynamite this year.
Some baseball dorks were trying to tell you that RBIs don't matter, and I tell you that they are silly, because RBI numbers indicate the strength of a lineup for that reason. So does it, strength of a lineup will also properly reflect success in two-out hitting, which I think are real key pieces to actually being a successful offense. So here's a fun one for you. Say Suzuki right now, leading Major League Baseball in RBIs with 49. Pete Armstrong tied with Rafael Devers for second at 48. You've got three in the top 10 on the Cubs this year because Kyle Tucker is 10 at number 39. That is how you win ball games.
Yeah, and that tells
period,
you guys...
Period, paragraph.
It tells you guys are on base and you're putting together rallies. You know what?
And the runner... Guess what we're not complaining about this year? Runners in scoring position?
Exactly.
How nice does that feel to not talk about the Cubs runners in scoring position numbers?
I lost hair last year over the runners, the numbers about with runners in scoring position or runner or two outs. Their production with two outs. It's
two outs? You just didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, it's been a world of difference in those departments this year.
Absolutely. And the way that I know we are giving PCA all of his deserved flowers. There's no doubt about that. But when you consider that I sat here last year, we were at Wrigley talking to Boog Shambi. Great to hear him on the call yesterday about at this point, it was like a crater of a Cubs lineup. They weren't slugging. Mm-hmm. It was May. You remember they had that slog of a May where nobody was slugging. It was just offensively a real droll. And he said, Seiya Suzuki should be the best hitter on this team. Not the case with this lineup.
Right.
But he is playing like that expectation. He is playing to it. And I'm going to be fair about it because I've been critical whenever he's had at-bats where he looked lost at times. And the way he has approached this, swing on the first pitch, know that it's okay if you strike out because you got Kyle Tucker next to you. You know that you're going to get him next time. Just having that mentality and being able to see it play out this way has been a really rewarding process.
And I think a lot of that is, and this is not to take anything away from Seiya Suzuki. This is how baseball works. We might have seen this Seiya Suzuki earlier in his Cubs career if you had a Kyle Tucker or somebody like that in the lineup in front of him or behind him, or just had a more complete lineup like they do now. It changes the way pitchers attack a lineup when they have to worry about the guy in the batting order before you or the guy in the batting order after you. They got to worry about two or three batters from now and what kind of rally you might be able to put together because of how they've made pitchers work this year.
And that's why I get bothered, because there are certain stats that will say, oh, these things don't matter. And I'm like, what you're not measuring is how they compound on each other in a game scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You're not running the sim. You're just adding and crunching numbers out of context. And you can't tell me right now that what we're seeing with this Cubs team right now sitting pretty at 33-21 isn't an indicative of all of these things that we just spoke about.
Yeah, I talked with Alex Cohen from Marquee yesterday. I was filling in for you and Marshall right here in this time slot.
We appreciate that.
And it was my pleasure. And he said, you know, I asked him about the Kyle Tucker effect. And a couple of things he brought up was, first of all, moving Nico Horner down in the lineup and him seeing more fastballs because Kyle Tucker and other guys are on base when
exactly.
He's up to bat.
Exactly.
Talked about Seiya Suzuki and whether it's Kyle Tucker in the on-deck circle or Kyle Tucker already on base, depending on what the configuration of the lineup is that day, changes what pitches Seiya Suzuki might see or how pitchers might approach him. It's very, very real, the impact that star players like Kyle Tucker, the way that PCA has stepped up this year, and the effect that they have on the guys around them in the lineup. It is very, very real.
Kyle Tucker does not exist in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Neither does his being in the lineup with a threat to steal, with a threat to get on base, with a threat to slug, with a threat to bring somebody home. And that's why I push back on this stuff. Speaking of Kyle Tucker, Rami brought up a good question. Who do you extend first? Who's the most important? We'll talk about it next. Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to Raheemi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Takes a deep breath and deals. Crow Armstrong swings, and it's a high fly ball deep down the right field line. This one is gone! Grand slam home run! Pete Crow Armstrong! Cubs take the lead! 8-6 over the Reds here in the seventh.
You know, we'd love to, sign him long term. Obviously, those conversations in season are delicate, and it's something that I'm sure at some point we will revisit. But right now, we're just letting him focus on the season.
All right, I got a lot of questions here. This is Raheemi and Harris on the Score. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris.
Hello.
We are singing the seventh inning stretch tonight at Wrigley, by the way. Wish
That's
us
cool.
luck. Yeah, that'll be.
Not going to lie. A little jealous.
Bring your earplugs.
A little jealous.
So that was probably my favorite moment from Memorial Day weekend, the PCA Grand Slam. We want to know what yours is in our next segment, 312-644-6767. You can text. You can leave a voice message on the meatball machine. You can call if you're bored. We want to hear from you. But in this segment, that was Jed Hoyer on the morning show. And that was last week, right? It was last mm-hmm. week. Feels like forever ago on a holiday weekend. Jed, who is still in the last year of his contract. Jed talking about PCA and the concept of extending him, which we have also discussed. Mm-hmm. Then there's the piece of Kyle Tucker, who we bring up before. And I know that this is a topic that we will revisit until we have answers. It's going to be one of those constant discussions. But you brought up the question, out of those three, who's the most crucial extension? What did you say about it? Because I know you talked about it yesterday, but for this audience, it's good to bring up.
PCA, I'm from either side, I'm not in a huge rush to get him signed to an extent. If you're the Cubs, you probably get a discount on what you would have to pay him if he got to the end of hit the rookie phase of his career. So, but outside of that, I'm not in a huge, and if I'm PCA, I'm really not in a huge rush because my price goes up every single day. To quote Pusha T, yesterday's price is
not today's price
for PCA, and tomorrow's price won't be today's price if he keeps doing what he's doing. So from either side, I don't feel like there should be a lot of urgency to get him signed. Whenever you do, great, and we'll all be happy about it. Kyle Tucker, they have to re-sign or win a World Series this year, or they lost that trade.
Yep.
So there is a level of urgency there. But man, when you're talking about Jed Hoyer and where he's gotten this team in the 3-4 years that he's had control and since he took over for Theo as president of baseball operations, and I know, and we talked about it last segment, we weren't thrilled with the way last season. I think 2 years ago, we were all like, okay, 83 wins. It's a step in the right direction. This thing is moving it forward at least. And let's see what they do to sort of to get it over the hump. Last year, I felt like it was either a step back or at least like a little stagnant from and it was the exact same record. So a little stagnancy there. But big picture, to be where they are now, to be in first place, number one offense in the league. And you look at some of the young pieces that they have, along with acquisitions like Kyle Tucker and Seiya Suzuki, that from outside the organization. This plan is coming together the way you'd think a plan should come together in about 3 years, and that's with the restrictions of the Ricketts sort of tightening the purse strings
a
little bit.
The intelligent spending.
Exactly. So to me, the guy who sort of has put this whole thing together, the mastermind of this whole thing, probably the most important to keep locked in and keep this thing moving in the right direction, if nothing else, for the sake of consistency. And the guy who already started this plan, sort of seeing it through to the end, which hopefully is them holding up a World Series trophy again at some point.
If you lose Jed Hoyer at this point, you've lost the plot.
Yeah.
You've lost the plot, because I think he's the one who brought in Carter Hawkins for a reason. He wanted that institutional knowledge as well from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We just talked about how we're seeing pitchers come online in ways that are remarkably different than maybe even what we knew about them previously in their careers.
Yep.
Some of that is luck. Sure. Let's all admit that. But it's also knowing when to use the luck. You know, there is an art to that as well. He's the one who brought in Craig Counsell. And you talk about last season and all of this. And I compare last season to being disappointed because the Cubs communicated what their standard was going to be. They're mm-hmm. the ones who fired David Ross at the end of the season, where they arguably should have made the playoffs. You consider that slide from the beginning of September 2023 after they beat the Giants, and how they remarkably missed the playoffs that last month of the season. So you knew what the standard was going to be. Then they come back and they win 83 games again.
83.
And you knew roster-wise they didn't have enough. So Jed Hoyer does the spendy trade. It is expensive. I know it's expensive to get the star. I know it's expensive to get the established major league talent. But it's different when it's the team you're observing doing it, because it just feels that much more pricey.
Right, yeah.
It's that much more of a big swing.
Because you know the prospects. Like, I don't
Cam
know.
Cam Smith, you think I'm not going to watch him exactly every single season to see how he becomes a major leaguer?
Yeah.
And you forget about these type of moments. You forget about what you're seeing right now with this lineup. And I will ask him at some point, but I feel like, because Jed is one of like two people who gets my humor, but I think I'm like, is your approach in all of this basically this could be us but you're playing? Because that's what I feel like he's doing, is he's like, hey, this is my last season and you guys want to spend intelligently, but doesn't this feel nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would probably do the same thing if I had the histone, so to speak.
Right, right.
I don't know, you know, I don't know that I would be as risk-taking as he has been, given the previous body of work.
Mm-hmm.
So he still, to me, is the most important part of all of this.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
And you have to give him enough resources to make sure that that happens in a way that makes it make sense.
When I was talking about this yesterday, somebody texted in and said, first you get Kyle Tucker extended, and if Jed Hoyer can do that, then you extend Jed Hoyer. Almost like Jed Hoyer's job relies on keeping Kyle Tucker. And I get that to some extent, because that was the big move this offseason. And as we talked about, it's kind of what has propelled this thing to some degree. But even if you can't keep Kyle Tucker, I want the guy who traded for Kyle Tucker and put all these pieces around him to be the guy to figure out how you rebound from that, how you fill that hole that Kyle Tucker may leave if he walks this year in free agency. I think as much as I want them to re-sign Kyle Tucker, and like I said, to me it's almost a must. You lost that trade unless you win a World Series this year or sign him to some kind of extension. Even if you can't, A, I don't put that on Jed Hoyer, because I think he'd open up, it's not his money, he'd open up the pocketbook for Kyle Tucker if he could, but he has whatever resources the Ricketts allow him. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to put it on him necessarily if they can't keep him. And if they can't, he's the guy I want figuring out, okay, where do we go now? What's the next move with the resources that we do have?
224 I appreciate the passion, the fire and the passion of this text. No effing way is Jed Hoyer more important to re-sign than Kyle Tucker. That is a terrible take. I agree he should be back, but he doesn't play baseball. There is no argument that he is more important to retain one of the top five players in baseball. He got him here. And I think the issue is there are times where you and I, Rami, have read articles that say so-and-so, whatever GM is in there, whatever influential person, Theo, for example, convinced the Red Sox management, I know Alex Bregman is hurt right now, but he convinced them to spend. You have to have somebody like that.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody who says to management and to ownership, especially when ownership doesn't necessarily want to spend, this is why you should do this, and here is why. And I feel like Jed Hoyer has earned that with this Cubs ownership. I don't necessarily know that Carter Hawkins by himself or name other GM who's available right now in the bigs. Craig Breslow would have been that person potentially. He is now with the Red Sox. You know, so I don't necessarily know that it gets done in another way. Like, it's not like, and I'm not saying that Tom Ricketts isn't open to discussion, but the importance of an executive who can prove to you that the spending works
who can
in
sell
this
you on it.
Baseball climate is absolutely key.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's part of the job. You know, every GM, every president of operations throughout the world of sports wants all the money in the world to work with. You know what I mean?
But my job would be a lot easier if I could write a check to everybody.
Exactly. So, but there's going to be a budget, and part of their job is trying to convince their boss to increase the budget a little bit more, to open the wallet a little bit more. If the right opportunity should strike for the right player at the right price, you know, and so I do think that's a big aspect of those guys' jobs. It's not just convincing the players, hey, come here for the amount of money that we want to pay you. It's convincing ownership, hey, we should pay that guy that amount of money to for X, Y, and Z reasons.
I also think that let's be realistic about Kyle Tucker, who got traded here from the organization that he had known, where he had spent all of his career, a wildly successful one that got to seven straight ALCSs. That guy knows what the playoffs are all about.
Yep.
So he is earning his keep. He's going to test the market.
Which, like, he should.
Right. Like, he's earned it. He's earned that opportunity. He now knows what it's like to play in another place. I swear to you, it gets warmer, Kyle Tucker. They tell me it gets warmer outside. I am waiting to see it.
We do have summer here. We do have summer in Chicago.
What?
I don't know what about this weekend just drove me batty.
It's Memorial Day weekend. This is supposed to be the weekend that we get out and we're like, yeah,
and
summer.
I have so much fun with my friends. Like, the Astros were in town, and one of my friends is the Astros sideline reporter, and she, like, loves 100-degree weather. She's in the right place for her. And she's like, why am I wearing a coat in May? And I was like, oh, it's always Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day is when it gets warmer. I'm like, just trust me on that. I've been here for 10 years. Wrong. Nature was like, no, Layla, that is not going to be the case. I award you no points. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, make no assumptions about the weather in Chicago at any time of year.
Not okay, Bob from the 815. It might have been nice where you were, but in the city proper, it was not. It was cold, it was windy, and I was angry about it. That's pretty
You're
much
still
the
angry
name
about
team.
It.
I am still angry about it.
You said you were angry. No, you are angry about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to warn you guys. There's going to be a day where it's really nice outside, and I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be a lizard. I'm going to be a lizard sitting on a rock, soaking up sun, lifting my chin into the air.
Now, when you make the call that you're not going to be here that day, is it going to be just the weather is too nice, I won't be at work today, or do you...
I don't know how I'm going to craft
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
I'm just going to be like, I'm not here today.
Okay.
And you will find me outside, and I will be literally sitting outside sunning myself, trying to get the life force back from what this weekend took from me.
And I encourage you to do that.
It's the 10-month season. That's what drives me batty. That's when I cross the line at the 10-month winter.
I don't even really
the
like
the 9-month
summer.
Winter. Okay, you can kind of convince me. But when it's 10, we got beef.
I don't even really like summer. I don't like warm weather, but this is ridiculous.
For God's sakes, we had a haboob. We had an actual sandstorm, and we can't get like just a 70-degree day on Memorial Day weekend.
Haboob. I like that.
I'm into the bargaining of things I cannot control. Weather and the Cubs roster and front office. Like, I'm here to try to make sense out of all of it.
Would you trade the success that the Cubs are having right now for some warm weather, Leila Rahimi?
No.
Okay. No, no. I wouldn't either.
No. Yeah. That, Robbie, immediately. No.
No.
No. Okay. I guess I'll just
That's
wear
a
coat
take.
For infinity until this. supposedly nice later this week, right? That's what the weather app
70s,
says right now.
70s.
And then it's going to be like, psych, never mind, 50.
There's one of our five on it questions for later. Would you embrace global warming for a World Series?
Climate change.
I'd think about it.
Listen, I've been on both sides of this, okay? Neither one are good. All right. And being in constant fear of a hurricane is also not fun. Neither is being in constant fear of a tornado. All of the options suck. I want to warn you.
I'm just going to spray aerosol cans into the air.
That's a bad take.
To the song Sandstorm.
Exactly. Yep.
How is it we had an actual sandstorm, but we can't get a 70 degree day?
I don't know. That makes no sense.
I'm looking at you, Sky, and I'm shaking my fist at the cloud. We want to know what your favorite piece of the Cubs Memorial Day weekend was. Was it the PCA Grand Slam? Was it the star-studded crowd at Wrigley yesterday? I might go off on that a little bit in our next segment. We want to know, 312-644-6767. You got a couple opportunities to join the show today. There will be one later about the Bears, because I feel like the fan sentiment about all these stories recently is also important. So that's coming up. You can text us. You can call us. We're going to open up the lines. 312-644-6767. What you enjoy about the Cubs right now. Maybe it's the weather. Tell me why. I would like to know. Get me off of this ledge I'm on, metaphorically speaking. This is The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on.
27 games. Deep drive to right field. Back goes Benson. At the wall. That ball is going to be gone. And it's a home run for Reese McGuire. Welcome to the Chicago Cubs. Reese McGuire.
And the pitch. McGuire swings, drills one deep down the right field line. This will leave the yard. Another home run for Reese McGuire. His second of the game. What a debut for Reese McGuire.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How about Reese McGuire? Gets the call up. He's listed as the next to last option on catcher and then gets two home runs against the Cincinnati Reds over the weekend. One of the best parts about Memorial Day weekend. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Layla Rahimi, Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris. And that's the question we're asking you at 312-644-6767. What was your favorite aspect of this weekend? It also might have been the star-studded appearances of Jason Bateman and Jeremy Allen White and that whole crew. That was pretty cool.
Are they
yesterday.
They must be making a movie or something together in Chicago, right?
It is my understanding that season four of the Bear has finished filming. So I don't know. Maybe they're just all hanging out.
Oh, is Bateman going to be in season and David Harbour?
No, that's what I'm saying. That already wrapped up. So I don't know why they would all be together other than, just enjoying life, which, if so, credit to them.
They were shooting a scene of Reacher in the bleachers last week during the game. I saw that. I don't know if you watch Reacher. It's just a giant man who goes around beating people up and killing them, and it's fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fun for me. And they were shooting an episode in the bleachers last week. So lots of star power coming out to Wrigley Field.
I saw it. Yeah, unfortunately, you just get Marshall and me today for the stretch. I'm really bummed that I missed Jeremy Allen White and Jason Bateman. And when I just chased Jason Bateman around going, hey, now. And then say there's always money in the banana stand.
If I ever met Jason Bateman, I'd walk up to him and be like, there's money in the banana stand.
Oh my gosh. Arrested Development was so good. Oh, I love that show. Time. And Jeremy Allen White was wonderful in The Iron Claw. Like, he was tremendous in The Iron Claw.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job playing Kerry Von Erich.
That was a very good movie.
It was sad. But it was absolutely. That's something that I talked about on the Score, actually. So we are listening to you. So we are going to start, I think, today with Tony and Joliet. Tony, you are on the Score.
Hey, Layla. Great for taking my call. Thank you so much. Before the Cubs question, I just want to say, Layla, huge WNBA fan, big Sky fan, big Caitlin fan. And it was the first game I ever listened to where I listened to the radio and watched the game. And you were so good. The facts you had, you called that game. You just seem like you've been doing it every day. So congrats on that. Really proud.
Thank you. That's really kind of you to say. Thank you. And thanks for listening. Our next one is on the 7th, just so you're aware.
I know. You know, I heard about that. You know, I was like, man, Layla is going to be there at the Caitlin Clark game with the United Center. And then, man, unfortunately, she got hurt, but there's a lot of games left and the fans will still show up. But I felt so bad when you're going to miss that front row seat to that, but you're going to be there for a long time. So, yeah. But my Cubs point, because I know you got people waiting. I definitely think it's a PCA, the Grand Slam, because I don't think you can top that unless something like that happens again in the playoffs. And my last thing about the Cubs, you know, the Merriweather thing, I always thought, like, you know, the dude was cancer in remission. I never thought he was in the trust. And I just think, you know, I'm so glad he's gone because the guy just seemed like, he'd be okay when we had a lead, but every time we need to hang in there, he never could do it. So move on from that guy. Love your show. Love you, Layla. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Tony, and thanks for the kind words. Yeah, the PCA Grand Slam was up there for me. Again, get out of there before they change the score on you.
Yep.
Stealing the win, and that's what happened.
Yeah, but, the Reese McGuire story is just amazing. Like, he gets called up, which was unexpected. He was almost out of the Cubs organization about a week before that. And then he gets the last second start because Carson Kelly comes up with an illness. And then to hit two home runs, I gave out this stat yesterday when I was filling in for you and Marshall. And I started getting bombarded with corrections. No, this guy did that. This guy did. And I'm just telling you what I read and from multiple reputable outlets. He was just the third Cubs player in the modern era to hit two homers in his debut. He joins Jim Marshall and Earl Webb, who did it in 58 and 27, respectively, of course, as we all remember. But
27 was a wild year, let me tell you.
To do that, and not only for him is it sort of that special moment that gives you goosebumps, but what it says about this Cubs season, that's the type of stuff that happens in special seasons. Like there's a little magic dust sprinkled on the Cubs this year when you're down to your third or fourth catcher and he's the one hitting two home runs in his major league debut, one of them to tie it up in a game that you came back from down six runs. Like that's the type of stuff that happens for special teams and during special seasons. That's why it stands out so much to me.
Agreed. We have time for Angelo in Rockford. Angelo, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hello.
I think my favorite moment from this weekend was the go-ahead three-run home run by Seiya Suzuki on Sunday.
That's pretty good, too.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the same reasons I think we talked about, too, when it comes to just him producing and being more confident at the plate in a way that's really come up in some clutch hitting situations.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I got to go, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Well, thanks for calling us before you had to go, Angelo. We got to go, too. Let's go to one more. Tim and Roselle. Tim, you're on the score.
Hey, thank you for taking the call. I love your show. I love the educated opinions. It's just a wonderful listen on the road. My favorite moment this weekend was Sunday. I play in a men's baseball league, and I checked the score, the Cubs score throughout our game, and I came in the dugout, and I go, oh, Cubs are getting killed. And I didn't realize there were a bunch of Sox fans on my team. They're like, yeah, they're all, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I came back, and I checked the score again. It was just so proud to go, scratch that, 11-8, we won.
Yeah, the feeling of the surprise win. We like that. And then also Jenny and DeKalb. Jenny, you're on the score.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Yes. What was your favorite Memorial Day aspect of the Cubs weekend?
My favorite is just watching Kyle Tucker, because I can't see $400 million being handed over to him. So instead of thinking, oh my, there's a chance, I am just simply enjoying every single one of his at-bats in this special year.
Well, Jenny, that's a lovely attitude to have. And unfortunately, I think it might be closer to 500 and maybe 550.
I can't have that attitude. Like, I do enjoy it. I do appreciate every at-bat I get to watch Kyle Tucker. It's remarkable, and he's very fun to watch, but I do, in the back of my mind, every time he does something, like, man, they got to keep this guy. That's I can't help it. That's in the back of my mind every time I watch Kyle Tucker play baseball, is they need to keep this guy in a Cubs uniform.
Yeah, again, this could be us, but they're playing.
Exactly.
That's my sales pitch, and I'm sticking to it. We have more coming up on the show. Rami Makhlouf is in for Marshall Harris. It's Marshall's birthday. Tell him happy birthday. Brian Geltzeiler. He is always fun to talk NBA with. He is a host for SiriusXM NBA Radio. We go down rabbit holes with him. He will be out there on some theories. He is next. NBA playoffs in full swing as we get ready for hopefully the finals soon. And this is The Score.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.